Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with Marnell Tanner singing a touching song. Here's Please Forgive Me on Blessings from Beulah Street.
My sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals its broken dreams scattered on the ground, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. Help others find a way. At your mercy, please forgive me. I can't believe that God of earth and glory would take the time to care for one like me. But I read in the Bible that old story, how he bled for my forgiveness while he's dying on that tree. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. Mercy, and Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. Help others find a way. At your mercy, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through.
Senior Pastor Charlie Wood has a few thoughts about making coffee.
I love it when God puts all the pieces right the way they should be. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I was handed this morning, hot off the presses. The title is Who Does What? Who Does What? A man and his wife are having an argument about who should brew the coffee each morning. The wife said, you should do it because you get up first and we don't have to wait so long to get our coffee. The husband said, you are in charge of cooking around here and you should do it because that is your job. I can just wait for my coffee. The wife replied, no, you should do it. And besides, it's in the Bible. that the man should do the coffee. The husband, I can't believe that. Show me. She opened her Bible over the New Testament right across the top, and several pages said, Hebrews, 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 Hebrews.
Hi, friends. This is Jeff Pearls with the King's Herald, and you're listening to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX.
Down deep in my soul,
down deep in my soul,
a melody rings,
a melody rings.
I'm winging my way,
I'm winging
back,
my way back home.
A sinner is saved,
a sinner is saved.
My spirit now sings,
my spirit now sings.
I'm winging my way,
I'm winging
back,
my
King's Herald's on Blessings from Beulah Street. The group has been singing at Mount Calvary for many years, and we hope to see them again later this year. Here are the Mount Calvary Singers with Meeting in the Air.
There to live. This is Terry Lee Ryan. You'll listen to Blessings from Beulah Street on WFAX.
This week's message, Mount Calvary's senior pastor Charlie Wood talks about doing some spring cleaning in your heart.
I love the sunshine. I love it when days start to get a little warmer. And we had a couple of days like that. I think, what is the usual weather around here? Wednesday was 77. Thursday was, 20 degrees below zero or something. I don't know what the temperature exactly was. But we had a little taste of springtime. And I know I'm ready for it. I don't know about you. I'm ready. It was a pretty difficult January we had. And in talking to somebody, they made a statement. And that statement kind of hit me. It says, springtime's coming. It's time for me to do my house cleaning. Now, I'm going to come back to that. This morning in the book of Psalm, not the book of Hebrews, the book of Psalm 121, Psalm 121, I'm going to read to you some of the most beautiful words ever written in the Old Testament. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. And just for a few moments, open our minds and hearts. We receive that truth that you give each one of us in our heart of hearts today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Springtime. I love springtime. You realize in only 2 weeks, you will set your clocks. They will spring forward. You will walk into church all bleary-eyed going, I hate this time change and all like this. In 3 weeks from now, do you realize that is the first day of spring? I think I read it's March 20th and about 11:33 in the a.m. that the first tick of springtime, the spring equinox happens. So spring right around the corner. You'll notice, though, those flowers that kind of start to pop up on the ground over there. This morning, about 6:30, outside of my window at the little condo in Tivoli, there was a bird just singing away and over and over and over again. I couldn't find him, but he was out there. He was doing that thing. He got me up. Then when he was doing his song over and over again, preparing for spring. And then I heard this phrase that spring is coming. It's time for me to do my house cleaning. And I thought about that, and I go, wow, it's springtime. It's time for me to do a little heart cleaning. Now, I know that springtime is wonderful, and people get outside. What do? You wash the windows. That's a wonderful job to do. I just love that. You wash the windows out there. Things go put away. Guys, you open up the garage. You start going through and stuff. You start, we got to clean up springtime like that. We have to clean up things. But I believe that God would challenge us during this time of year to first of all do a little heart cleaning. You and I are the same. We have things within our heart simply need to go. I know how easy it is at certain times, especially what we have been through over the last 2 years with COVID, what we've been through with the tumultuous times here in this country, the things that have just bombarded us each time and time and time again. I know how easy it is to kind of let your mind get caught out of the way and let your heart have some things in it that just really shouldn't be. So I'm challenging you the same thing that I am doing this spring. I want to begin with a little heart cleaning. We all have some stuff that we need to get rid of. Some years ago on a Wednesday night here, I was teaching at Mount Calvary, and little Gisela Henderson was sitting out there, and I asked a question to the people out there, and she got it right. I asked the people, I said, "What is the most important thing in your office if you are trying to do business?" And different hands went up. "Oh, the copy machine. Oh, we got to have the pencil sharpener over here. We have to have this. We have to have that." And Gisa raised her hand. She said, "The most important thing is the trash can." She says, "If you're doing business," he says, "what things will kind of get, the thing that you have to do is realize what to get rid of, what to get rid of, what to get rid of, so that you can clear your desk and get started on the task that you have at hand." And I know in my heart, there's certain things that time to clean up, time to get rid of those things. I have a chair that I sit in. It's strategically placed in line with the television. It's a lounge chair. Next to it, there is a table. Now, every week, pretty much every week or so, I clean that table. And then, unbeknownst to me, somebody comes in and clutters that table up again by the time the next week rolls around. I don't know who does it. I've never seen them do it. But trust me, when I go the next week and I look at a table that I just cleaned off the week before, it is still cluttered up with things. It is cluttered up with things, with things, with things. And I have realized I do not have the capability to keep that table clean. I just don't have it in me. Because something comes in, somebody calls me, I make a note, I put it over here, it gets cluttered up again. And I believe that what you need to do, when you do your spring cleaning and you do your house cleaning, you think about doing your heart cleaning, that you immediately need to focus on, well, what are you going to put in its place? Are you going to do heart cleaning? I think immediately you need to think about heart warming, heart caring. I think that whenever that God gives you that ability to get rid of something, to know, just free yourself, free your mind, free your heart, I think it is your best advantage. I think God wants you to put something positive in its place. I believe that we need to trade some of this harshness for kindness. And I think the way you do that, you go to the book. You open up God's Word. You try to make the relationships that you have with God's people as strong as they can be. Because as I heard from Gilbert this morning, when you're in trouble, they're going to pray for you. They might even not like you, but they're going to pray for you. Because that's what it says in God's Word. You're going to have times you fuss, you don't get along, but they're going to pray for you because they know that you are in need. And I believe it's a simple thing. This past Tuesday, I did a funeral next to Ellicott City. We went to Ellicott City to do this funeral. We were so moved there. We sang at the funeral, and we went to the gravesite, and they had us out there singing in the gravesite. And we'd taken our umbrellas that day because they were calling for rain. They were calling for rain. And I have a special umbrella that neither Terry Lee Ryan or Kevin Brown, the two guys that I was singing with, they don't have an umbrella like my umbrella. I'm not going to open it in church. I know how some of you people be running out of here. Think God's going to send lightning down here or something. I'm not going to open it. I'm not going to open it inside. I know. But my umbrella has on the bottom of it, it has a little thing called rain alerts. A-L-E-R-T-Z. Now, this umbrella that I was given at a golf tournament down in Fort Belvoir, it has an app that goes with it. Don't shake your head at me. Don't be going mumbling along like that, you know. It has an app that goes with it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to impress these guys by telling them that I have an umbrella that has an app in my phone. And you know, this morning I was gonna show Brother Matt about my special umbrella. And then I could kind of hear the conversation that I would have with Brother Matt. He would say, "Charlie, where do you keep that umbrella?" "I keep it in my golf bag." "Know exactly where it is." He'd say, "Well," he said, "I know you're proud of the umbrella that has the app that you can put on your phone." He says, "But it's probably Matt would kind of take me by the shoulder like that." He said, "Charlie, when it starts raining, open the umbrella. You don't need the app." I could kind of hear that conversation going on in my mind like that. And I go, let me rethink this. So this morning early, I read on my phone about the app. I didn't download it. Because as I read further on down, and it says, "Oh, this will tell you, knowing the weather's coming and like this will tell you like this, and you can." But it also says, warning, because of the GPS use of this app that you're going to use, it can cause significant draining of your battery. I hate to tell you, folks, we've got a whole lot of things going on out there that will drain your battery. We got a whole lot of stuff that people are into, that people have to look, and all this information. And trust me, I mean, I love these phones. I have a love-hate relationship with my phone, my smartphone. I mean, I love it because I have information of everybody in church. I got phone numbers like this. I've got all this wonderful things I can go to. But then at the same time, you know, I was just this week, I pulled up behind a car, and on the bumper of this car, there's one of these little stickers that says, "New driver, please be patient." Anybody seen? "New driver, please be patient." The light turns green. That driver doesn't take off. That "be patient" was directed directly at me. Because in my mind and my heart, I'm going, "Well, if you don't put the phone down, you will never live to be an old driver." Because something bad's going to happen. I love the phone. I love what it can do. But folks, it can never replace the simple truths that we've been taught since we were children. It can never replace the truths that I find within God's word. "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, whence forth cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." This will never be replaced. This is something you can count on. This is a thing that will restore, renew. This is where recharge your battery when you have things in your life that just seem to be pulling each direction every way. Today as we come in, we have so many things going on in our lives. We have so many challenges, so many questions that we face. And I just pray to God that He will allow us to take time to do a heart cleaning, to do a mind cleaning, and most of all, to do a heart warming where we are able to place the things that just good things that strengthen us in our walk with God. And I simply ask that you take time to thank God for what He's done for you. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in this house and you've given us a beautiful, warm, sunny day outside. You've given us such a warm spirit within your house. So Heavenly Father, we ask now that you'll just simply challenge our hearts to focus on things that will recharge our batteries, that will allow us to be the individuals that you'd have us to be, reaching out and helping one another, sharing one another's burdens. God, when it's time for a spring cleaning, let us do a heart cleaning and let us fill our hearts with the warmth that only you can give. Give us safe traveling mercies as each one go our way, and be your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto you. Let the joy of the Lord just warm your hearts. Amen.
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 Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request, or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.